Welcome to the Career Booster Podcast by Grantham University. Whether you're looking for that new job or seeking that promotion, Grantham University's podcast will feature topics perfect for the career seeker and established professional alike. I'm Brad Erpelding, and today's show is part one of four about the Mark Skousen School of Business. We'll be hearing from Jeremy Bell, Associate Director of Talent Development and Career Services, Doug Dimler, Career Service Coordinator, Dr. David Marker, Dean of the Mark Skousen School of Business, about why you should study business, how business affects decision-making in all aspects of life, and much more. Let's get started.
Well, the question I really wanted to start with was why study business and business management?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. I think one of the basic ideas behind studying business and business management is that, first of all, if you think about what a business degree actually offers you from a freshman through senior undergrad, or even as an MBA or master's student, it offers you one of the most all-encompassing degrees that you can have. You will study math, you will study natural science, you will study social sciences, you'll study all these different kinds of ways of looking at the world, and much of it in a particular organizational context. And the interesting thing about that is that each of you today are involved in some organizational or some social context. So you have something you can bring to all of those studies. And that's one of the things that studying business does for us. Now, what's the outcome? Because people will actually ask, what do I get from a business degree? I'm going to eliminate one idea real quickly. Studying business will not make you a good manager. Becoming a good manager requires experience. Becoming a good manager requires you to be a bad manager at least once or twice in your life. You have to manage people. You have to see what somebody who's been good at it has done, and you have to understand the mistakes you've made. Now, what a business school degree does for us is it teaches us a way to look at the world, a way that business people order the problems around us. It gives us a vocabulary, the way people in business talk, the words we use. We all know about balance sheets. We know about assets. We know about debits and credits. We know about supply and demand. We understand how markets are affected by various economic factors and things. And so it's a way to look at the world. It's a way to be able to discuss with other business people the world. And it's a way to be confronted with the theories that have worked and most of the theories that have not worked, and what parts of those theories that continue to apply depending on the context where you're working, where you are, and those theories that don't apply because of the context where you are. And so my goal for our students is that they are able to develop what I call develop their nose, so that they can smell when something is not quite right and understand that we need to fix whatever's not quite right. So the bottom line is that a good business school education, which I believe we deliver, will help students understand how to determine what the actual problem is and come up with solutions to that problem.
I like that. You have to be a bad manager to be a good manager. Learn what doesn't work to figure out what does work. And our education can help out with that. I like that.
Well, I think each of us have had that experience.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been a manager, there are mistakes that I've made as a manager. I've been a manager in enterprises, and I've been a manager in academic settings. And there are a lot of mistakes I've made, and there are things I wish I could undo. But it's important that people understand that. And the importance of studying business, that was, what do we learn from business? Now, why should you study business?
Right.
And the reason you should study business is because it is one of the most relevant things that you can do in order to prepare yourself for the decisions you will make that affect other people's lives. And the decisions you make as a business person and as a manager have effects on other people. I cannot think of very many professions that have a deeper impact on a day-to-day basis on individuals than that of a manager or a business person. The decisions you make determine whether an individual will get married. They determine that based on their job, whether they're going to have a baby, whether they're going to buy a car, buy a house, change the city where they've lived their entire life to move to another city, another state, another country, based on the manager. So the impact that you have on people's lives as a manager is profound. And I often tell my students that I think of myself as a nice guy. I think my colleagues, for the most part, think I'm a pretty nice guy.
We agree.
Thank you. At least in the hallways, I'm a pretty nice guy. But when it comes to the business of what we're doing, running a business school, teaching classes, I take it very seriously because of that impact that people have on other people's lives. And I don't want any of our students to take that lightly.
That's good. And then there's that statistic, I can't remember the exact numbers, but people will tell you that when people make the decision to leave their organization, it's usually because of ineffective leadership or management. It's usually that direct relation that they have with their manager that will determine whether they stay or go. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I've stayed in jobs where many of the outcomes, the personal outcomes, the outcomes for me were less desirable than I could have achieved elsewhere. But because of the manager and because of the project that I believed in, I stayed where I was because I really enjoyed what I was doing and who I was working for and believed in that process and that project. And I really, when we look at all the forms of compensation, and we talk about motivation and things like that, the role of the manager is much higher than many of the other forms of what we might consider benefits. A bad manager will definitely drive you away. A good manager has at least the opportunity to keep you involved and interested.
Yeah, and I was going to say that statistic is, I think, above 70%. I just looked it up, and Gallup poll has it at 75%. Of the reasons people quit come down to their managers, so it is quite high.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure we looked that up for
yeah.
us.
Well, no, it's true.
I think it was high.
And what we think of, you know, Deming, W. Edwards Deming, who I hope many of you will learn about in your business school studies.
They should. I did my HR program, so.
Fantastic. often would say that, you know, as managers, we're the ones who create the system. And then we complain about the behavior of the people who operate in the systems we created.
That's the second time I've heard that in the last week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I've been saying it a lot.
And you really said it.
We could have heard it with Dean Martin.
Yeah. No.
I've been saying it a lot because what we experience it, every organization experiences it. This is not unique to any particular organization. And it's been true, certainly, of every organization that I have managed, where I have set up the system, and then I can't believe the behavior I get from particular individuals in the system that I created. And so that's the nature of management. And so I learn. We learn.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. So we change. And that's the other part of having a sound business education, is understanding that the need to change is not a failure. The need to change and the ability to change is really important. You have to have the capacity to adapt to whatever's going on in your environment.
Yeah, that's how we develop.
Absolutely. And having a sound business background, business education, will help you become fearless in that and understanding that yes, it's change, and yes, we're moving in a different direction, but we have to. So we pivot, you know, like a good running back. I hate sports metaphors, by the way.
Okay.
That's it for today. Before you go, be sure to subscribe to Grantham University's Career Booster Podcast to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And please help share, rate, and review this podcast so that we can continue to provide you the best content possible.